This podcast is brought to you by fin24.com.
Good day, my name is André Jansen van Vieren, editor at Mining MX. Today we've got Witskill CEO Mark Watson on the line. He's going to take us through the detail of a resource update at its De Bruyn Mary Sprayt project. Mark, good day and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, André. Thanks very much for having me on.
Mark, please go ahead and take us through the details of this resource update.
I suppose it it goes back to September, really, when Witskill acquired the originally Harmony had a 40% interest over all our Southern Free State properties, and we acquired that from Harmony for a sum of 275 million rand, which we paid for in shares. In addition to that transaction, we also agreed to pay Harmony 61 million rand for their Southern Free State or Southern Mary Sprayt project that we thought had potential in view of the drilling that we'd been doing on the adjacent De Bruyn area. We paid Harmony 10 million rand of that 61 million, and we owe them 51 million, which is only payable in May later this year. That intervening period gave us sufficient time to complete a drilling program that we have now undertaken, and on the strength of that drilling program, plus all the historic drill holes that Harmony had completed on the Mary Sprayt South area, we have now been able to put together with our previous drilling on De Bruyn, and we have a total of nearly 80 boreholes on the that form the basis for our resource statement that was published this afternoon. And that illustrates that we have a total of 10 million ounces at a depth of 500 meters going down to 1,250 meters. But the most important aspect of that is that within that large resource that has an average grade of 5.3 grams per ton, there is also a higher grade core that starts at 500 meters and goes down to 1,000 meters that contains 2.4 million ounces of indicated resource at a grade of 7.9 grams a ton. In addition to that, there is an opportunity to upgrade a further 1.7 million ounces, which is in inferred, in the inferred category, at a similar grade of 7.9 grams a ton. So we believe that there is a chance here of putting together a 3 to 4 million ounce resource that has the strength, the grade, and the continuity to form the basis for us to evaluate the chances of putting a new mine together in the Southern Free State.
Mark, now with this resource confirmed, what will be the next step?
We have already undertaken a scoping study or preliminary economic assessment of the area, and that will look at the capital costs that will be involved, the operating costs, and put together a preliminary mine design with a view to assessing what the financial returns would be for an investor. And we anticipate that the results of that study will be completed sometime in April. Well, I think the most important aspects about this DBM project is its shallow nature, the fact that there are multiple reefs that are superimposed within a 50-meter sequence, and we have four reefs together. And there is also the flexibility of grade. The average grade of the ore body is 5.3 grams, but there are opportunities to increase the cutoff grades. And I think that that flexibility is always useful in any mining project. And I think that this presents an ideal opportunity to form the basis for a new operating entity in the Southern Free State. There is no rocket science involved. The reefs are of the order of a meter or thicker, so we don't have to use any unconventional mining methods. We are surrounded by operating mines that are exploiting the same reefs at similar grades, if not inferior to these. So we think there is every chance of bringing a shallow mine into operation.
Mark, will it be a fair assessment to say that in terms of Witskill's history, that its first mine is an event that will take place rather sooner than later?
Well, time is always a consideration in any mining project, and I think the earliest that we could bring a this asset into operation would be 2015. But we've said categorically previously that BlitzGold Plateau will not be the mining company that exploits any of these ore bodies. How we are going to structure it remains to be seen, but there are a number of different alternatives. We could bring in a strategic partner, or alternatively, we could list it as a separate vehicle on an appropriate stock exchange.
Mark, just moving away from your mine as such and just in the context of the market, we've seen a lot of things happening this year that's good for gold. For lack of another word, we've seen flooding, we've seen earthquakes, we've seen riots in the Middle East. What is your take on the gold market?
Well, I think intuitively we think that there remain fundamental problems with the international financial system. Certainly, currencies are something that generally are avoided by investors that look to diversify their portfolios, and we think that the gold has been a beneficiary of that. When we started this company, that is Adam Fleming and myself, in 2003, the gold price was less than $400 an ounce. So in a period of 7 years, we've seen at least a threefold, if not fourfold, increase in gold in dollar terms. And we don't think that necessarily the current woes that the international community faces are going to be solved overnight. So we think that there's going to be continual impetus in the gold market, and we think that quality gold projects are difficult to find, particularly in mining jurisdictions such as South Africa. South Africa, of course, presents its own series of challenges, but then so do many other mining countries such as the DRC or various other places you might want to consider.
That was Mark Whatshaw, the CEO of BlitzGold. Mark, thanks for talking to us.